I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Here's your afternoon T&B Tech Minute for Friday, August 15th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway sold shares in Apple during the second quarter, further paring its position in the iPhone maker. The conglomerate disclosed its stock holdings in a regulatory filing yesterday. It sold 20 million shares of Apple in the June quarter, marking the first time it reduced its stake in the tech giant since last year. Apple remains the company's largest holding. Plus, shares of Ukrainian telecommunications company Kyivstar Group fell on their New York Nasdaq debut. It's the first Ukraine-based firm to go public on a U.S. stock exchange. The stock closed at $11.52 today, down from its $14 opening price. Currently, Kyivstar operates more than 16,000 sites with more than 60,000 base stations in Ukraine. It serves nearly 23 million customers with mobile and 1.1 million customers with fixed connectivity services. Finally, the world's first humanoid robot games have begun in China. The three-day-long event in Beijing will see more than 500 robots from 16 countries compete in sports including soccer and boxing. The showpiece is part of China's push to become a global leader in humanoid robotics. Beijing has said it wants the country to be a world leader in humanoid robots by 2027. And that's a wrap for today's TNB Tech Minutes. Be sure to tune in this Sunday and Monday for our two-part series, The New AI Data Trade.